But you, dear friends, carefully build yourself up in this most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, staying right at the center of God's love, keeping your arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of our Master, Jesus Christ. This is the unending life, the real life. Like the four legs of a table, these are four pillars to hold fast to the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Building ourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, by keeping ourselves in the love of God and waiting for Christ's return. None of this can be done by ourselves, though. Hence, the glorious end of this brief epistle commanding us. To the one who is able to protect you from falling and to present you blameless and rejoicing before his glorious presence. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, belongs glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen. I'm excited to think of that day when I will be presented blameless and rejoicing. It is enough to attend a graduation and listen to the shouts of joy of family, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, and friends when the name of the graduate is read aloud, to be able to imagine what will happen in the not too distant future. Can you imagine yourself being thus presented before the supreme audience, the one wise God, our Savior, and thus hearing the applause of heaven? All this not due to our own merits, but because of the one wise God, our Savior. Lord, may in my daily life to him be glory, majesty, dominion, and power forever. Amen.